Praise the Lord. As you remain standing, why don't you ask the Lord to bless you this morning? Tell the Lord that you've come this morning to adore the Lord Jesus Christ. The songwriter say, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the King. Why don't you worship the name of the Lord this morning and glorify his name? He is God and he is faithful. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Brethren, just take a moment or two and just lift up your voice. Lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I worship you. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. That baby in the manger, he grew up to be the savior of the world. Let's bless the name of the Lord. He died and he rose again after 3 days for our justification. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship him. Let's glorify the name of Jesus. Let's adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the King. Let's bless his name. Let's worship him. Let's glorify him. We have come to worship. Here am I to worship. Here am I to bow down. Here am I to say that you are God. You are altogether worthy. You are altogether lovely. You are altogether beautiful to me. Worship the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Thank him for who he is and what he has done for you as an individual. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our dear God in heaven, we just want to say thank you for this morning. We bless your holy name because, Lord, you are good. We worship you because, Lord, you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, our debt you paid. Father, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the skies, Lord, we lift your name up high. Father, we adore you this morning because of the gift of Christ to humanity. Your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, we thank you for this free gift of eternal life. To you be all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Father, your word says in the last day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried that if any man is athirst, if any man is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. And out of his belly shall outflow rivers of living water. Father, we come this morning, we are thirsty for you. We pray that we all will live satisfied in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, as we look at this word of God, we pray that Lord Jehovah, it will bring about a transformation in our lives. Father, our mouth, our lips, our tongue will not remain the same in Jesus' name. Do a deep work in our heart, O God. And Lord God Almighty, I pray that all our members, all our invitees, as many that ought to partake of this blessing this morning, Father, you will bring every one of us together in Jesus' name. Every plan of the enemy to hinder the word of God from penetrating into our hearts, we pray that Lord Jehovah, the enemy will be disappointed. Satan will resist you. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that Lord, your people will not hear the voice of man. Let them hear your voice speaking to them in Jesus' name. Lord, the vessel that you'll be using, Lord, you will use him to your glory. And let your name be glorified at the end of this message in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for we know you've heard and answered. For in Jesus' exalted name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can have our seat. This morning we're going to be looking at our first message. Praise the Lord. And the message is titled, The Power of the Believer's Changed Tongue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. the power of the believers change tongue. The Lord will change and transform our tongues this morning in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Our text will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12. Read from verse 34. Matthew 12, verse 34. These are the very words of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bring forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Praise the Lord. The power of the believer's changed tongue. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Praise the Lord. The scripture makes us to understand that the tongue is a little member, but it possesses enormous power, either to build or to destroy lives, marriages, families, churches, and nations have either been pulled down or helped to stand by the use of the tongue. Brethren, go down history and find out what led to the World War I, World War II, various conflicts all over the world, and you may trace it to the use of the tongue. Somebody said something that they shouldn't have said, it was taken another way, and then war began. Families. Between husband and wife, there is trouble, there is argument, there is quarrel, there is disagreement. Examine the situation, analyze it, to have to do with communication, the use of the tongue. In the church of the living God, trouble between brother and brother, sister and sister, pastors and members, you can trace it to the use of the tongue. The Lord God Almighty will help us that we will use the tongue in a positive way in Jesus' name. What about in the time of peace, in our families, in our churches, among husband and wife, parents and children, pastors and members? You can also trace that peace back to the proper use of the tongue. Praise the Lord. Yes. So the tongue is not altogether bad. It's how you use that tongue that matters. The Lord will help us to use our tongue in the proper way in Jesus' name. The unconverted and unregenerate man, though may try to speak right sometimes, but we always fall into the trap of provocations which lead to cursing, blasphemy, lying, perverse, and abusive words. Amen. You may say, okay, 2017, I resolve not to curse anymore.
I resolve not to misuse my tongue anymore. But if a change doesn't happen in your heart, if you are still unconverted and unregenerate, you will just be like, you know, a container that is forced. You know, you close it by force, but it wants to explode. Amen? And any little oxygen that gets into that container, it goes off. But whatever is inside must be cleansed so that you can use your tongue in the right manner. Praise the Lord. Therefore, to speak words that will attract God's approval and blessedness, man requires the change that comes through regeneration by Christ Jesus. When the Spirit of grace takes possession of the believer and inspires him to speak, then shall he speak as the oracle of God. Praise the Lord. We all will speak as the oracle of God in Jesus' name. The power of the believer's changed tongue. We're going to divide this short message into three. Point number one is the perverseness and the bitterness of the unchanged tongue. The perverseness and the bitterness of the unchanged tongue. Point number two is the purging unto blessedness for a change desiring tongue. The purging unto blessedness for a change desiring tongue. And our point number three will be the power and unlimited progress for a changed tongue. Praise the Lord. The power and unlimited progress of a changed tongue. Praise the Lord. We go back to our text in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Matthew chapter 12, we read from verse 34. It tells us, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Praise the Lord. Back to our illustration of the man and the woman, or the woman that says, I resolve to speak good things. I resolve to use my tongue in a right way. I don't like the way I curse. I don't like the way I talk. Amen? If your heart is not transformed, sooner or later, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will do what? To speak. Praise the Lord. Some people have spoken before they realize what they have just spoken. Amen? And they are surprised. It has come out. You can never withdraw. You can never take back those words that have been what? Spoken. Amen? So there must just be that change within, in order for us to speak correctly. The Lord will do it in Jesus' name. In Romans chapter 3, verse 13, the perverseness and the bitterness of the unchanged tongue. Romans chapter 3, verse 13. Romans 3, 13. This is talking about the unregenerated man, the sinful man, the man that hasn't gone to Calvary. He said their throat is an open sepulcher. It's like an open grave. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of apes is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and what? Bitterness. The curse and the words that come out of their mouth are very bitter. It's not sweet. They talk to you like this, and it's you say, why are you talking like this? My brother, my sister, if I can call you that, why are you talking like this? It's not nice. Amen. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 14. We're looking at the unregenerate tongue, the tongue that hasn't gone to Calvary. In Proverbs chapter 6, read verse 14.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 14. It says, frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He sows discord. Praise the Lord. The unregenerated, unchanged tongue will sow discord among brethren. Amen. They are the source of trouble in any church, in any family. It tells us in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. When the tongue has perverseness, when the tongue is used, or rather misused, the Bible says it is a breach in the spirit. What does that mean? That means it crushes your spirit. It wounds your spirit. When they talk to you like this, and the words that come out of their mouth are like arrows, and they wound and they injure and break and bruise your spirit. Amen. After you talk to them, you don't feel uplifted. You don't feel edified. You feel crushed. Our tongue will not be like that in Jesus' name. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 3. Isaiah 59, verse 3. It says, in Isaiah 59, verse 3, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue had muttered perverseness. Brethren, the unchanged tongue will lie at your face without a wink. Praise the Lord. They will talk to you, look at you eyeball to eyeball and tell a lie. And you will never ever know that they are telling you a lie. They are professional liars. Praise the Lord. That is the unchanged tongue. That is the perverse tongue. They speak lies. Their tongue mutters perverseness. Things that shouldn't be said. Things that shouldn't be once mentioned. Words that should never be once mentioned in the mouth of a child of God. They mutter those words. The Lord will help us to use our tongue in a proper way in Jesus' name. From the time of old, the wrong use of the tongue has been the pattern and the ruin of the ungodly. Let us go through some examples of people that misused their tongue. And these are not necessary unbelievers. These were not necessary people that were not children of God. For instance, number one is Miriam and Aaron. You know about that lady Miriam, what she did for Moses. What a precious woman she is. When they crossed the Red Sea, she used that her tongue to praise the name of the Lord. What about Aaron, the mouthpiece of Moses? Yet, at a point, they misused their tongue. What does that tell us, brethren? That you being a child of God does not mean that you should not be careful about what you say and don't say. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. In Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12 from verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord did what? Let's look up, please, brethren. Moses. Moses didn't even want the job. Praise the Lord. Moses told the Lord, I cannot speak. In fact, if you go down verse 3, he said Moses was the meekest man on the earth. Amen. So what brought about this murmuring? What brought about this complaining? You have an issue with Moses, take it to God.
You don't like his choice of a wife? Take it to God. Amen? And leave it at the hands of who? Of God. Why speak? Okay, Benjen, let me help you. You know, the society that we're living in, and I'm sure all over the world, it's like if you are quiet, you're a fool. Amen? If you see something and you don't talk, it's like you're a fool. Amen? And it's those people that are very expressive, assertive. They're always talking. Talk, 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 talk. And the one who is quiet is referred to as a foolish person. Can't you talk? Amen? Miriam, Aaron, whatever you say, who is listening? God. Every idle word we shall give account of. What am I learning? You see, many of us, we say, okay, our action. God is seeing what I do. Amen? Have you ever thought about it, that God is also listening to you? Praise the Lord. God is also what? Listening. He's hearing. There is nothing that you utter that God does not what? Even your thoughts. He knows. And this is what the Bible tells us in verse 9. It says, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against them. And he departed. He was angry with the way they did what? They spoke. You can speak a word and anger God. Amen? God was angry. And look at what followed. Verse 10. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became what? Leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was what? She was leprous. She was what? She was leprous. That's the judgment that can come on us if we misuse our tongue. Number two, we see the example. These are bad examples of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram in Numbers, in that same Numbers chapter 16 from verse 1. And Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab and On, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourself above the congregation of the Lord. Let's look up. This is bad. You see, I enjoin the church. Cease from analyzing leadership. Just don't do it. Praise the Lord. Just don't. You know, think about when you first started. Amen? I know myself. When I first started, I gave my life to Christ. I used to be always in the front of the church. Praise the Lord. I will come, I will just worship God, praise God. You know, after that, greet bed and go home. I didn't even care. I didn't know church politics. I didn't know the suits pastor wears. I don't know his car. I just came for God. Praise the Lord. How many of you have noticed that people like myself, from front, they go to middle. From middle, they go to what? Back. I'm not talking about you. In the back. Praise the Lord. But that's the progression. If you've been in a church for a couple of years, you will notice. Amen. The newcomers that come, they are zealous for the Lord. They first start in the front. Very serious. When it begin to retrogress and they go to the back and they begin to observe. They begin to analyze. Pastor, why did that person wear this? Pastor, why did that person say that? And you'll be like, but this precious brother, this precious sister, why did you go back? Why did you? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And the analysis is usually wrong. Look at the analysis they gave of Aaron and Moses. That they are doing what? Eating of themselves. Brethren, is that correct? That Moses was a meek man. Leave analysis to who? To God. Don't analyze leadership. Just come to church, worship God, and do what God, you'll be fine. But these people took it upon themselves to analyze the leadership. And they say, Moses, you are too proud. You are lifting up yourself. Look at other people in the congregation. They didn't know other people before. But look at other people in the congregation. Are they not also what? Are they not also holy? Praise the Lord. And Moses had it. And what did he do? You know, when you read the story of this Moses, he did what? He just fell on his face. He just did what? Have you ever seen, you know, those are our old members here. Amen. Sometimes somebody come and confront a pastor, and the pastor just falls down and starts to cry. Why are you confronting that man? He's so meek, he's so humble, he's not fighting with anybody. And they come and say, you pastor, you, and they just fall down and they'll be crying. And some of these people that confront pastor, even pastor is crying, they'll still be shouting on that man. You are a bad man. You are lifting. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Moses just did, he just fell down and they started crying to God. What is happening? Amen. It's a sad story. They fell down and they began to weep to the Lord. And look at what he tells us in verse 31. He says, and it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their words. Express ticket to hellfire. Even with Moses falling down, he didn't touch their heart. They still talk, until ground opened and swallowed them. The Lord will help us to use our mouth rightly in Jesus' name. Look at number 3, Michal. We won't read it. Michal, David's wife. David is worshiping God and just abandoning himself in the presence of God. And Michal, all she knows is to analyze David. Amen. Analyzing what kind of action is this. Amen. Why are you messing up yourself before these commoners? Amen. Michal, who gave you the job to judge David? Who gave you the job, the full-time job, to analyze him? Amen. And that woman died barren. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Neighbor, the Carmelite, misused his tongue too, and it led to his death. That is in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 10 to 11. For Michal, you look at 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20 to 23. Number 5 is Rabshake and Sennacherib. In 2 Kings chapter 18, 2 Kings chapter 18. Look at how this man was using his tongue against the God of Israel. In 2 Kings chapter 18, I read from verse 28. It says, then Rabshake stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and spake, saying, hear the words of the king of what? Assyria. He had been talking previously, and they said, in fact, talking another language, he refused. He talked more. And this was what this man was saying. He says, thus said the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and the city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. I forward to verse 35. He says, who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? Amen. He mentioned the name of God, that even God will not be able to deliver the children of God out of his hand. I like the response of the people. Verse 36. But the people did what? They held their peace. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, if you are quiet, they will regard you as a what? As a wise man. It's not, you see, brethren, talkativeness is not a virtue. In fact, talking in itself, is it a virtue? It's not a virtue. But the Bible says, when you are quiet, amen, people will look at you as a wise human being. This society encourages us to do what? To talk. Amen? And if you don't talk, they regard you as a what? As a foolish person. You talk. Amen? Express yourself. Express your what? Express your mind. Amen? Praise the Lord. I express my mind freely. Amen? So I talk. Anything I see, I will talk it. Be careful. Amen. Be quick. Amen. To think. Be slow to what? Speak. Hold back. If you must analyze, as I tell people, give the best interpretation. Oh, Moses married Ethiopian woman. Okay, just interpret it as God asked him to do so and leave it with God. Praise the Lord. Give the best interpretation. Pastor wear black suit. Just give a good interpretation to it. Praise the Lord. And go your if you must interpret. If you must what? Analyze anybody's life. Just give the best and go your way. Praise the Lord. Don't carry anybody to your house. Carry anybody to your dining room, to your bed, and you're analyzing somebody. Don't do that. Amen. Yes. And look at this man. He challenged the God of Israel. The people held their peace. They didn't answer him a word. A word. They went and reported him to Hezekiah. And Hezekiah reported him to who? To God. Praise the Lord. And look at the result in chapter 19. The man died. In verse 36, chapter 19. He says, so Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adramelech and Sherelezer, his sons, smote him with a sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esh-Hadon, his son, reigned in his stead. You see the end of the people that misused their tongue. Finally, look at the 10 spies. The 10 spies in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. You know the story. Moses sent the 12 spies out to view the land, you know, analyze the land, and come back with a report on whether or not they should go forward and they conquer the land. And these were the reports of the 10 spies in Numbers chapter 10, verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are what? Stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Is that correct? Is there a land that eats its inhabitants up? That's wrong. That's a wrong. That's exaggeration. Praise the Lord. They exaggerated, and it says, and all the people, and it says, and all the people that we saw in it are men of what? Great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and we were in their sight. Praise the Lord. Those men, none of them entered the promised land. We will not be like them in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says,
Proverbs 18, read verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Praise the Lord. Point number two, the purging unto blessedness, for a change desiring tongue. Purging unto blessedness. The Lord will purge our tongue in Jesus' name. We will use our tongue in a proper way. We will not misuse our tongue in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, sometimes you are talking to somebody and young people listening. Pray, are you there, young people? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are talking with somebody. Amen. And the person says something. Amen. And you say, I beg your pardon. Amen. And they tell you, never mind. Praise the Lord. They say, what? Never mind. I say, no. What did you say? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you see, brethren, once you've spoken that word out, you can never what? You can never take it back. Never mind does not cancel out what you just what? What you just said. It doesn't cancel it out. That's why we need a purging. Because once you've released that arrow, you can't take it back. Instead of saying never mind, explain yourself and say sorry. Praise the Lord. Purging unto blessedness for a change desiring tongue. In Psalm 120 verse 1. Psalm 120 verse 1. It says, in my distress I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. As you cry unto the Lord this morning for a changed tongue, for a purged tongue, the Lord will hear you in Jesus' name. Deliver my tongue, O Lord, from lying lips. You find out in your life, you just tell lies. Before you know, you've exaggerated. Before you know, you've told a lie. The Lord will purge those lips in Jesus' name. He says, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee? Or what shall be done unto thee, O thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. That's to show how injurious the tongue can be. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. It says, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. The Lord purge us in Jesus' name. And he said, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 51, there needs to be an inward cleansing for us to be able to talk properly, for us to be able to use our lips properly. There has to be an inward cleansing. In Psalm 51, verse 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Then will I use my mouth properly, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desired not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Praise the Lord. If the heart is polluted, it shows forth in the utterance of the tongue. It takes transformation of the heart for the tongue to speak right words.
So the Lord has made adequate provision for the purging necessary for the tongue to speak words that will attract blessings from God and from man. Any individual who is hungry and thirsty for the proper use of the tongue is assured of the desired transformation that will reposition the tongue spiritually to speak powerfully and blessedly. The Lord will do it in Jesus' name. Point number three is the power and the unlimited progress of a changed tongue. When that tongue is changed, when that tongue is purged and transformed, there is power and there is unlimited progress. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, remember those 10 spies? There were actually 12. Two of them, Joshua and Caleb, they had a different report. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, it says, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Praise the Lord. That was Caleb. Look at what he said again in chapter 14, verse 30. Years later, look at what he says in Numbers 14, verse 30. He says, Numbers chapter 14, verse 30. "Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun." Look at what he said years later in Joshua chapter 14, verse 11. Joshua chapter 14, verse 11. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 11, it says, "As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou hadest it in that day, how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he had only followed the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, this is unlimited progress. Years ago, now he's 80. He's actually 85 years old here. Years back, you would hear the words that came out of his mouth. And now at the age of 85, similar words. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people that say, they analyze people and they say, you are a positive person. Amen? You're an optimistic person. Amen? Praise the Lord. You are optimistic today. Tomorrow you are what? Optimistic. You use your tongue right yesterday. You use it what? Right today. Is that a good thing? It's good. That's Caleb for you. That's Joshua for you. So please, brethren, if they tell you are too positive, you talk too good, amen? Keep on talking good. That will lead to the fullness of your blessings in Jesus' name. You know, I was talking to one of our youths recently, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, you are too, what word did he use? What did he say? I'm too optimistic. Amen. But he said he is realistic. Praise the Lord. And so he's depressed. That's why he said, I'm depressed. Amen. Amen. I say you need this optimism. Amen. You need it in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, those 10 spies, they looked at the whole land and they were pessimistic. Amen. They were depressed, and they went to depress the children of Israel too. Amen. But you, with the eyes of faith, amen, you don't see the glass half empty. You see it what? Half full. Is there a problem with that? Praise the Lord. Are you an unrealistic person? Because they will analyze Caleb and Joshua and said what they are unrealistic. They are unrealistic. But it's the proper use of your what? Of your tongue. Job says the thing that I feared has done what? Has come upon me. You know, God bless some of our brothers and our sisters. Amen. I know you're out there. Amen. When they are sick, you say, Are you okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. And they'll tell you they are well. As pastor, I don't like to hear it because I have to pray for you. Amen. But I'm just saying you are positive. God bless you for your positiveness in Jesus' name. They'll tell you they are strong. Amen. Then they want to be positive. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can tell me you are strong, but pastor, pray for me. This thing is worrying me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's just wanting to speak positively, and there's nothing wrong with that. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us to use our tongue in the right way in Jesus' name. Amen. The unlimited progress which a transformed tongue attracts makes it imperative for all children of God to ensure they speak according to the leading of the Spirit at all times. God the Father expects us to use our tongues to do the following. Number one, to pray. Miriam, Aaron, pray for that man, Moses. Michal, pray for your husband, David. Instead of talking, just go to God. Praise the Lord. Would God have been annoyed if they went to God in prayer and said, God, why did she marry? Why did he marry Ethiopian? No, God just, God will hear you and answer you. Amen. Take it to God in prayer. You don't need to talk bad about that your wife. Amen. Take it to God in what? In prayer. You don't need to talk bad about that your husband. Amen. Take it to God in what? In prayer. God expects us to use our mouth. If we spend the amount of time we use to complain and murmur and gossip, if we use that time to pray, our families will be transformed. Our churches will be transformed. Our nation will be transformed. Too much talk. We just finished a political season of talking. Talk. Amen? Everybody's to the point that now there's a cancer of fake news. People are talking and they are talking themselves into error. Amen? Pray. Use that tongue to do what? Pray. Pray without what? Ceasing. God expects us to use our tongue to praise. Use it to worship God. I thank God for your life, my wife. I thank God for your life, my husband. Oh, my brother, I thank God for your life. Amen? Pastor, why are you thanking God for that horrible person? Amen? I'm thanking God for that person's life. Amen? I'm speaking good things into that person's life. I'm not saying we shouldn't tell people the truth. Amen. But sometimes if you can't say anything positive, just keep quiet. Amen. If you have something positive to say, go ahead. Praise the Lord. That's why number three, we are to use it to pronounce what? Blessings. We use our tongue to do what? Pronounce blessing. If you cannot bless somebody, just keep quiet. Amen. Just do what? Keep quiet. Praise the Lord. The Lord help us to be quiet in Jesus' name. But in fact, look at Psalm 41. I so love this verse. Psalm 41, verse 1. I'm trying to encourage those of you, which is all of us here, amen? Speak good things. Psalm 45, verse 1. He said, my heart is indicting a good matter. My heart is overwhelmed with a good matter. That's a heart that has been purged. He says, you know what? I want to be quiet. But this one I cannot keep quiet. I speak of the things which I have made concerning the king, and touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready word. This message is not about being a quiet person. Praise the Lord. Remember I told you in the beginning, you can be as quiet, but if that heart is not purged, when you open your mouth, the thing will come out. Praise the Lord. So, but when you have that purged heart, open your mouth and talk. Bless people, pray for people. Praise God with it. And the Lord will help us to do that in Jesus' name. Number four, preach the gospel. The Bible says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Preach good news. Preach the gospel. Number five, you perfect the saints. Edify the saints. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 26, let all things be done unto edifying. Perfect the saints with your tongue. Speak life and good things into that church. To your brother, to your sister, speak good things. You know, our parents and our forefathers, it's like they delighted in cursing their children. You will never amount to anything in life. You are a nonentity. The child comes home with a bad report card, and all that the parent can say is, that's how you will remain. That's how you will never be anything good. And you don't know that that thing sticks to that child. And that child internalizes it and says, you know what? Dad and mom have said I'll never be any good. And that's exactly what it will be. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once again, I'll say it again. If you have nothing good to say, just don't talk. Praise the Lord. And if you must talk, just, my son, thank God for your effort. My daughter, thank God for your effort. I know you can do better. Amen? He comes again the second day with a bad report. I know you can do better. Praise the Lord. And you encourage that child, encourage that member of the church that seems to be messing up. You encourage them. You, my brother, you are not like this. You can be what? You can be better. Is that good? I think that is good. The bad person, the terrible person. We say, I expected. You know when that child comes with a report card to daddy and mommy, is he already afraid? He's scared to his pants. Amen? He's scared. He's expecting negative what? Feedback. And when that child leaves mom and dad with a positive feedback, with an encouraging feedback, that child will go back and say, you know what? I don't want to disappoint mom and dad. I will put more effort. Amen? So in our interaction with one another, brethren, encourage Moses. Moses is messing up. Go to Moses and just encourage. Say, Moses, I know that the work is too much on your head. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, we saw when your in-law had to advise you to divide up the work. Moses, we are praying for you. Is that a good thing? It's good. Forget all that complaint and murmuring. They frustrated that man until he offended God. You don't want your pastors to be that way, right? You don't want your children to be that way, right? To be so frustrated as to offend God because of you. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You don't want that husband to be so frustrated and to go and offend God because of you. You don't want that wife to be so frustrated and go and offend God because of you. The Lord will help us to use our tongue even to pronounce blessings in Jesus' name. What do we use our tongue to do? To promote unity among the brethren. To promote what? You know, I'm sure Pastor Abu knows this one. Well, I don't even know details about it, but I heard that there was a problem between a husband and a wife, and the church was split into two camps. Terrible. Nobody to promote what? Unity. Instead, they took their camps and they are fighting in the church. That's not San Antonio Church. San Antonio, we promote unity.
Amen.
Between husband and wife, we promote unity.
Amen.
between brethren and brethren, we promote what? We are not the type that say, he said that to you, fighting. Amen? And give, bring report back to me. We don't do that here. We promote what? Your husband said that to you. This is what to do. This is what to do. This is how to say it. Fight that man. We don't do that here. We hear the story and we try to bring the people what? Together. We want unity. How good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in what? Unity. We are not for fighting. We are not here to fight and to crucify anybody. We want unity in our church. And there will be unity in the name of Jesus Christ. In Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1. My husband talks to me anyhow. My dear brother, what do you want me to do? My dear sister, the way he talked to me, he insulted me, he abused me. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Verse 1 in Proverbs chapter 15. His soft answer turneth away what? Say, Pastor, what kind of counseling is that? Somebody is shouting on me and you are telling me a soft word? It's not me. It's what? It's Bible. I'm not going to tell you, shout back at that man. Shout. You engage in a shouting match. He insults you, insult him back. Is that Bible? It's soft answer. The world, when they read something like this, they say that's foolishness. How would they insult you and you say, God bless you, my husband? Amen? That's it, brethren. That's Christianity. Soft answer. Turn it away, wrath. That person is angry at you. That person is furious at you. That person wants to cut you down. You look at the person and say, God bless you. Amen? My husband, you know, it's okay. Amen? Let's sit down and talk it over. Praise the Lord. You do that with a smile on your face. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A soft answer. What turneth away what? But grievous what? Stir up what? Anger. And the glass starts to break. Chairs start to fly. And they injure themselves and take themselves to hospital. That's not in our church in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at what he says in verse 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge what? Useth knowledge what? Right. You know, many of you know by God's grace, I've been working with the youth for a long time now. And one of the things I noticed that some parents do, praise the Lord, they have so much Bible knowledge. And the son goes and, praise the Lord, the son goes and keep Afro. Praise the Lord. Is there anything wrong with Afro? Hello, please. Are you here? Is there anything wrong with Afro? There's intrinsically nothing wrong with it. You just have bushy hair. Praise the Lord. And then the parent says, my son, come sit down, sit down, sit down. You will go to hell based on this verse here. Eh? A man shall not keep long hair. And look through the Bible and try to look for a passage that will scare the child to go and cut the hair off. Amen? And I remember that case. It was a big case in the church. I just called the boy. I said, my friend, you know, how are you? Fine, everything good? Okay, I'm going to take you to a barber. Just trim the hair a little bit. Amen? For this boy's hair was kept unkept for, I think, up more than a year or so. He was bad. I said, just come, come. And he followed me and went and trimmed the hair. I didn't use Bible. I didn't need to. Amen? And I paid. And they just trimmed the hair. And he went and everybody was surprised. Look what he says. He says, the tongue of the wise use knowledge what? Aright. You use knowledge. You use it in the correct way. The Bible you have can be used as an arrow against what? People, this same Bible can be misused. Use it against your wife. Use it against your husband. Use it against your children. Some people, they say they're having quiet time in their house. And the man starts looking for passages. Amen? Whatever the woman is doing wrong. And start opening those passages. And say, you see what God told us to do? No, don't be like that. If your wife has done something, sit her down, two of you talk it over. Don't now use the Bible as a weapon against that woman. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I say the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Use the tongue to prophesy the mind and the will of God. In that same Proverbs chapter 15, as we pray, in Proverbs chapter 15, in verse 4, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4, it says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A wholesome tongue. Is it what? The tree of life. You know, people will just want to call you. They just want to hear your voice. Because when they talk to you, they feel, they leave you feeling taller. They leave you feeling more encouraged. They leave you, you've injected something positive into their life. It's a tree of life, brethren. Verse 7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. This will be our tongue in Jesus' name. Finally, in Isaiah chapter 50, as we pray. Isaiah chapter 50, as we pray. Verse 4. Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the what? You want to go before the Lord in prayer and say, give me this kind of tongue. The Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Praise the Lord. Let's rise up on our feet to pray. You want to go before the Lord in prayer to help you in the use of your tongue. Tell the Lord to give you the tongue of the learned, that you will know how to speak to that husband, how to speak to that wife, how to speak to your brother, your sister, how to speak to your children. Go before the Lord in prayer. Brethren, you need purging. Go before the Lord and ask for purging. Tell the Lord to purge your tongue. The Lord will help you to know how to use that tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The Bible says, "He shall decree a thing and it shall be established." That's the power in the tongue. Use that tongue for positive purposes. Mm-hmm.